Welcome to the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. I'm Stephanie Boyd, your host. In case you didn't know, Bammer stands for Badass Mother Runner. This podcast will bring you stories from across Kentucky and beyond about badass women running and the people that support them. Let's get started. Hey, everybody, we're back with another episode of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. I'm Stephanie Boyd, your host, and today I am honored to have with me Tara Jo Thomas coming to us live from Louisville, Kentucky. How are you, Tara Jo?
Oh, you bit off more than you can chew with inviting me on this thing.
I'm so excited about it, though. It's awesome. Happy to have you here. And I know Tara Jo. I've known Tara Jo for a couple years, and really in the past year have gotten to know her a lot better and met her initially through Moms Run This Town. But Tara Jo, I want you to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about who you are for those that don't know you.
Yeah, sure. So I'm an Aries. No, I'm totally kidding. I won't go that route. It won't all be comical, I swear.
You love life. Walks in the park.
I love the beach and cocktails. That's actually true, though. But I'm 36, and I am married to the love of my life, who, ironically, I dated fresh into college and didn't know he was the love of my life at the time, and went on about our merry little lives. He joined the Army. I traveled, blah-de-blah, come back when I'm like 28 years old, and his mom messages me on Facebook and says, hey, you and Josh should just totally get together. So married that guy, love him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about moms controlling things. She just totally was like, I'm going to just pick his wife.
So, she's the puppet.
Yes. So he is military, but he's from Bullitt County, so he's local and all that. Military life took us down to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Then it took us to Abingdon, Maryland, popped out a couple kids in Maryland, and decided to come on back home because Kentucky is, you know, it's just for us. We love Kentucky and love Louisville, and came back here in 2016 now. So we've been back home for 3 years. And I've just been kind of settling back into the whole Louisville routine. He is still in the military, but he's stationed in Kentucky. We keep busy. I have two kids. They're going to be 3 and 5 in the blink of an eye.
And they might join us on this podcast at some point.
Gosh.
And life just happens. So you're back in Louisville, and you're part of Moms Run This Town. And I want to talk specifically about that in a little bit, because it's to me, it's a big part of this this podcast topic in general. But so let's backtrack a little bit and talk about, like, before you met your husband and all of this. Tell us a little bit about, so you both run, you both compete in foot races and other types of racing. So were you a runner growing up, or when were you first exposed to running, and how did you get into running?
Yeah. So my husband, he's not a runner. The Army just makes him run, but
running races though. So I know he runs.
He has, but I force him to. and a lot of it has to do with, hey, there's beer and bourbon at the finish line. So, hey, but a lot of it before, because he's run a Nashville half with me, a half in Delaware. He's ran the Army 10 miler with me in DC. He's ran, of course, the Kentucky Derby Festival Mini with me, twice now, once relay, once actual 13.1. And I actually talked him into running the Flying Pig Marathon with me. So the one marathon I have completed, my husband was there by my side the whole time. So he would not label himself as a runner. He would say, my wife makes me do it. So But my relationship with running, so growing up, I played softball and volleyball. Always been into sports. I was always just kind of on the tomboy side of things. Anyways, I'm telling you, when I was born, my dad like molded me from the get-go. You're going to be a University of Louisville fan. You are going to love University of Louisville basketball and football. And that's going to be your life. There's no questions asked. And in the meantime, he threw me right into like t-ball, softball. So I played for Germantown. And I don't know if a lot of people know, they're located next to St. X on Poplar Level Road. It's a giant baseball, softball community there. Mm-hmm. Ironically, just to kind of throw this in on the side, my coach was Miss Snyder. I see her at every daggone race, like just running her little heart out. And I'm like, Coach Snyder. And she doesn't remember me. I was like 6 years old when I played for her. This was like 30 years ago.
You don't think she remembers you?
There's no way. I was a little kid. I mean, she'll wave. I'm sure she's impacted like hundreds of kids' lives. Right. But
right. She gets
she probably just does her little like token. Oh, they know me, but I don't recognize them wave. So so that, I mean, all I did was play that. And I played volleyball in high school. I went to Seneca and played volleyball there. I also played for KJVA, which is Kentucky Junior Varsity. That's club and it's expensive and my poor parents, mm-hmm. but that never really led into anything that was going to go into college. And at 5'10", I am tall, but I'm in that like middle ground of desired collegiate volleyball where they want your girls to be 6'1" and higher or 5'7" to be a setter. Like there's right. no,
there's not a good in between here. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm tall, but I'm not tall enough, and I'm not sure, but whatever. So after high school, I just kind of did the typical, hey, let's go to community college and start partying a little bit. I won't divulge into that, but eating Taco Bell and drinking and now, I never really, like, I started to have a weight problem. I am on the thinner side, but, you know, I did have issues with weight probably, let's say, 19, 20-ish. And lo and behold, at 23, I go to get, like, an annual physical because I'm like, oh, you know, I should probably get one of those. Because when you're in college, you're kind of irresponsible and you're like, right. Oh, yeah, I should get my teeth checked and I should probably get my blood drawn. And I go, and my cholesterol was like 325.
So,
yeah.
What? Are you alive when your cholesterol is at 325?
Yeah, like I have nothing but plaque in my veins. But my doctor basically, she just looked at me and she goes, so I want you back here in 6 months, and you're either going to change your life in some realm to get this number down, or you're going to get a statin pill at 23. And she's like, I don't want to put you on medication at 23. I was like, I don't want to take medication. So I'm not kidding you, Stephanie. And the next day I went out and tried to run, and that was at 23. And I didn't even get a quarter mile.
Why running? Did you know other people that ran, or did you just think it sounded like it was a healthy idea?
Well, I guess I should say my mom ran. I grew up at Seneca Park, my mom running the loop. So, yeah. But she also played volleyball at the brewery. So I always like watched my mom do these active things, and running just seemed the most simple. And
right.
And I was arrogant about it. I will say that, because I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I can totally do this. Exactly. Yes. So I went out, and I'll never forget it. I will never forget. And here I am, this arrogant 23-year-old that thinks I could just go out and run. I didn't even get a quarter of a mile on this little track, and I vomited. And humble pie was served greatly that day.
Right. So, right.
But I should also say that I – I went extreme. I was like, let's do the hardest cardio. Well, minus swimming. I think swimming's way harder than running, but that's just a personal opinion. I did the hardest cardio possible, and I went full-blown vegetarian. So,
you know, I mean, best laid intentions, you were trying to get healthy, and I mean, at least you did have people, your mom especially, who, and your dad also pushing you to be, you know, an athlete when you were younger. So you kind of at least had role models. You knew running was healthy, was something healthy, and you wanted to try. So how did you, I mean, how did that go? How did your, where did, you know, what direction did your health go? And did you continue to try to run? And did it get easier, or what happened with running?
I will say, I don't, at the time looking back, I don't feel like running ever got, quote, easier. And that's really because I was uneducated, number one. Uh-huh. And number two, I was wearing the wrong shoes. That was a factor when I look back on it. I did, I can't, gosh, it's so hard to remember now. I sound like an old fogey. It's not even like I'm old, but that was 13 years ago now. I never remember it getting easier, but I will say within 6 months, I went back and my cholesterol was 235. So it clearly worked.
Yeah. Well, you know, diet and exercise will do wonders for a person sometimes.
Yes. So I will say that from there, it kind of led into, I had a friend named Shannon, and we're still friends today. She was in my wedding. You know, we're both adults and we have kids, and now she's a grandma now, and life is just flashing before our eyes. I was approached by her in 2005, and she said, why don't you run a half marathon with me? Because she was running. She was all into it. She was running 5Ks, the 10Ks, the mini. She was all about it. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. I didn't train for it at all. So my first real race was a 13.1.
What do you mean when you say you didn't train for it at all?
I didn't follow a training plan. I just ran for like here and there, like 30 minutes here.
Whatever felt right.
So my first race experience, and this was the Louisville half that was down River Road and started at the Water Tower. I don't know if you remember that race.
Yes, my husband has done that. Well, did that race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite medals because it's so teeny tiny. And it's, of course, it's my first. So you never forget your first and all that. Mm-hmm. But the funny part about that race was I ran it. And 2 days later, well, I couldn't walk after, by the way. And 2 days later, I had to go to the doctor because I felt really ill. I ended up getting shingles.
Oh my gosh.
I got the old people disease because I depleted my immune system so much from running that race without training. So.
Wow. So you never really, you won't ever forget that first one.
I'm an idiot.
Quite a lesson. I mean, we do a lot of strange things when we're young because we just feel, we feel great. Now that we're older, we know that that would never work. Like, well, you and I.
Not know. At all.
Some people that maybe need to learn that lesson. But yeah, it's, well, and so did you think, you know, you had a bad experience after the fact with that? You couldn't walk for 2 days. You had shingles. Did you stop running then, or did you keep up with it?
No, I kept going. I decided then, well, again, humble pie. Running has a way of just continuing to serve humble pie. It doesn't matter how trained up you are. It's always going to serve. Gosh, it's crazy. But
never get comfortable.
Yeah, no. And honestly, if you think about it, though, that's with anything in life. You're never going to really get fully comfortable because life's going to continue to challenge you. So running is so relatable to just emotional life, period.
Absolutely.
So no, I didn't quit. I told Shannon, let's keep going. And she got me, I kind of started over in a sense, really. I was like, okay, let's just try for some 5Ks and let me work on, you know, being an actual runner, like being educated. And then that's when I started looking into, oh, there's actual plans out there. You need to truly train for this. And not only train, you need to train for months and really invest into it. So I went back that following year, 2006, and did the same race and did not get shingles. So it's a success.
And could you walk afterwards? 2 days afterwards?
Yeah, I could. I could walk afterwards.
That's awesome. And so how many half marathons have you done now?
Oh, this is going to sound like a jerk answer, but I really don't know. It's just so many at this point. I've been running for 14 years and I've missed a couple years of running larger races, either military life got in the way or I was pregnant. I was not a runner when I was pregnant, just because I had some issues conceiving my first and emotionally felt like it wasn't my time to run. I was so scared of losing my son. So I kind of just, I walked every day though. I walked 2 to 3 miles every day. But so I took a couple years off. And then when I got pregnant with my daughter, again, I pumped the brakes. That's a personal choice. I mean, I see women out there kicking butt, taking names when they're full blown pregnant, and total respect. It's just a personal choice of mine. So overall, I don't know. If I had to guess, maybe it would have to be around 15 or 16 halves and one full.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the full, but I'm going to make you stop and pause for a minute and think about how you found out about Moms Run This Town, because I want to talk about that. I feel like it's a big evolution, like a piece of your timeline in terms of running that is important. And then I want to talk about, because it's important to you, but also how it's your kind of involvement in the group has been important just for the group itself. So today is your anniversary.
It is 2 years.
Isn't that crazy? I did not do this on purpose. I had no idea until I looked at your profile and stuff and realized that today is your 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, I didn't, the stars aligned today. I didn't really plan it either. And it just so happened, I'm a big dork and I put it in my iPhone calendar and it popped up and said, 2 years with MRTT, SRTT. And I was like, oh, and I'm getting ready to have my podcast interview with Stephanie. It's so emotional.
It's awesome. It's amazing. Well, I have to say, you know, I remember when you came into the group. I don't know everybody that's in the group personally, because there's, you know, 1600 of us. I try to know as many people in the group as I can know. And you were one of those people that when you came into the group, I instantly paid attention to you. And I was like, I'm going to have to keep my eye on her, because there's just some people that come in and they just kind of lurk. And then there are some people that come in and right off the bat, they are not shy. They are in there talking and they're posting photos and sharing, like, really person, you know, on the outside looking in, it would be something personal. We all know in our group, like, nothing is off limits to talk about. But when you're new to a group, some people just kind of sit back and watch, and you didn't. You just jump right in. And I remember talking to Allison. I'm like, who is this Tara Jo girl? Where did she come from? Why is she just joining this group? She's from Louisville, you know? And so we were like, yeah, we're both going to have to keep an eye on her. And it's, we were right. So, right, all the people that were like, we're going to have to keep an eye on her, means one of two things. One is she is going to come on like really strong and intimidate people, and we're going to have to temper some of that out. And these are the things you have to think about when you're a chapter leader. But then there's the other people that get full blown like that, and they end up just taking off and having like so much self-motivation, not only to make themselves better, but to help other people be better. And that is what you've done for this group. And the stroller runs in particular are something that I think Allison and I always wanted to do, but we can't be at every group run that there is in every group thing. And we aren't stroller runners. And it's kind of like, you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
We didn't have kids in strollers when we were in Moms Run This Town. And so I'm just really grateful that you were able to come into the group and be that person that is not intimidated or scared to start a conversation with people and also help motivate people, or really just be very honest and say, do not be scared to do this. You can do this. If I can do it, yeah, you can do it. And so we're both very grateful that we kept an eye on you and that you stayed in the group. Because, you know, anytime there are women who are military families, I really try not to get too close to them sometimes because you know, they may not be around for a while. And so, we're just really grateful. But I want you to tell us how you found out Moms Run This Town and what were your first thoughts or impressions, and tell us a little bit about how you got into stroller running.
So it's actually got a pretty interesting background to it. When we did move back home, I had, you know, two little ones, little at the time. And Josh was still finishing up his active orders in Fort Hood, Texas. So I moved in with my in-laws and they were out in Bullock County. So here I am with a 4-month-old baby and a 2-year-old toddler and trying to like settle down a little bit until my husband finishes up his active contract. And I immediately joined a run group in Bullock County. And I won't go too far into that side of it because, to be honest, Stephanie, it was a very hard experience when I joined that run group. It was a co-ed run group. It has since dissolved in a certain manner, but I believe it's trying to be more positive now and it's trying to revamp. So there's some good things coming back, but that particular run group, there were two females in particular that didn't take to my strong personality and didn't like that. That's just who I am. I do just jump in and I'm kind of the loud squeaky wheel. And like you said before, you said it can be intimidating and it can, I know I can. And that's never the intent. And I understand that. I've learned to understand that. At first, when I was younger, I took more offense to it. But there were two women in particular that, if you ask my definition at 36, I would say they were bullies. And I come to find out, I wasn't the first female that they tried to bully out. And I just didn't feel comfortable. It just wasn't my fit. So I get on Instagram one day and I do my little immature post about I'll just do my own thing and I don't need a run group. And I'm so tired of being, feeling left out when I'm trying to invest. And, you know, when people get on their little rants, because I do it.
We all do.
And there was another girl who is amazing on Instagram. Her name's Amanda and she's in the running community. I don't even know if she's in MRTT or not, but I followed her on Instagram and she was posting her journey and I had commented saying we should run together sometime because I've kind of fallen out of my most recent run group and looking for support. And not kidding you, Stephanie, Susie Taylor. She goes, hey, at Tara Jo for U of L, I have no idea who you are, but you should totally join MRTT, SRTT. I'll look you up on Facebook and I'll add you to the group.
I will find you.
So don't let her, because Susie is more, or she comes off more introverted maybe in the beginning. Don't let homegirl fool you. She is recruiting. So
I've heard that.
I was just like, sure. Yeah. So that's how I got to join MRTT. And, I can't even remember my timeline with it all. I'm pretty sure as soon as I joined, I just kind of jumped right in and was like, hey, y'all, you're going to regret ever meeting me because here I am with my loud mouth and I'm going to create 26 events and you're going to come and attend them. And then I joined Tour de Ville's and I'm all like, hey, I have no idea who any of you are, but here I am. And it's never meant to be intimidating. And I just, if anything, I kind of want to be the goofy loud one to kind of take the pressure off and maybe make some of the other women relax, because it can be intimidating. And I'm not going to lie to you. I would say 99% of women that run that meet me assume I'm super fast. Uh-huh. Because I'm 5'10 and I've got really long legs and I'm on the leaner side. And then right. I'm all here like shuffling with my, you know, 10 to 11 minute mile. And I'm like, come on, let's do it. And that's totally cool. It's where I'm comfortable at. And my big thing with meeting women in the group is, come on, just jump in the water with me. Like, that's just my personality.
Right. Well, and I think you have a point in terms of it can be intimidating, going back to your point about the group that you had a relationship with before, and there were women in that group that were not supportive, and for lack of a better term, were kind of bullying. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of women grow up in that mean girl, mm-hmm. you know, they all can recall a mean girl type of situation that they've been in, and where it's about comparison or competition, mm-hmm. and it's not about support. And so to put yourself out there, especially if you're not an experienced runner where you know you can hold your own and you feel confident about that, to come to a group run where you know no one, and make assumptions about people, either based on how they look or just downplay your own, you know, strengths that you have, it can be scary.
And oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, so my husband, when all of this was unfolding, he goes, so you're going to leave a group where two women are making you feel inadequate, and you're going to just go into an all women's group with hundreds of women. He's like, can you even believe the drama that's going on in that group? Are you kidding me, Tara Jo? And I'm like, I don't, whatever. Okay. And you know, I'm so glad that time has proven him wrong. Not that I want to prove him wrong, but I mean,
well, if there had a point, I mean, he kind of did have a point because
yeah.
You know, sometimes if you, I hate to like fall into a stereotype, but sometimes when you get a lot of women together, you know, it cannot turn out positive. And I'm saying that, you know, just thinking about situations where I've been in at work or, you know, other situations where women just aren't comfortable around each other for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, so I show up to group runs, and I'm moody. Hello, I have my really crappy days, or my toddler's mad because she wanted to wear a different pair of shoes. I mean, we're mixing moms with kids and babies. So not only are we bringing our own hormonal moods, we're bringing toddler moods.
I remember, I don't know if you remember this. This is one of my most like first memories of meeting you. Well, you had been to some group runs, but I hadn't run with you. And then we did KDF and I was at the finisher's tent. I think it was the year I didn't run.
Yes.
That might have been 2017, 2018. But we were sitting there waiting for people to come in and you had finished. And Susie might have been there, or somebody else, but you were like, Can I just ask you a question?
Yep. Like, and Marion was there. Marion was right behind you.
We had been in the tent that day, and you looked at me and you're like, can I ask you a question? I mean, I don't even think you introduced yourself. You're like, we knew who each other were, but we'd never formally met each other. And you were like, how in the world do you all run this group? And there's like no infighting and there's no like cattiness, or, you know, how does that work?
You know, you've totally censored that down, because I know exactly what I said verbatim. I said, how much BS? And I said the word, how much BS do you have to deal with? Yeah.
And what do you remember what I said? Do you remember what we said to
yes,
you?
Yes. Yep. I say it all. I tell people this all the time, by the way, just so you know. You said, I don't. Because you don't. And it wasn't a rebuttal of, oh, I run this and this. It was a, I don't, because this group is amazing. Bottom line.
Yeah, we just really don't, that group just doesn't have that. We're all, you know, and I think I expounded just a little bit. And, you know, for me personally, to see all of you in the group interacting with each other, I mean, yes, we disagree. There are times where we disagree about things in the running group, or we have a different perspective. Mm-hmm. But I think the goal is to support everyone. That is, we try to pound that out to everybody that comes into the group. But also, there's this most of us are moms, not all of us, but most of us are moms, or we're mm-hmm. older and we're more experienced, and we just have different priorities, and we're not in this group for any other reason except to find support and give support, because mm-hmm. we have so much other crap going on in our life as moms and spouses and professionals and all these other hats that we all wear, although they may be different. We're busy, and running is a gift to us, and it's important to us. And so we make it a priority to be in this group and to be positive.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's just part of it, you know, and we just have an amazing group of people. It really, and if there ever is any stuff that comes up, I don't deal with it. It doesn't, it's just not allowed, you know?
No,
so
it's getting squashed behind the scenes. Cause it's just, I don't see it. And I mean,
it doesn't happen.
I mean,
how can you be negative, or how can you be unsupportive in an atmosphere like Moms Run This Town? I guess that would be my question, because yeah. It's just so full of support and positivity. I think every now and then, if there is someone that posts something that might be considered negative or rude or whatever, which is rare, we don't see it that way, because we've probably all been there, you know, and somebody's just having a really bad time. Like, they're injured, or they didn't meet their goal for a race or a run, or they're just having a bad day. And we've all been there. We all understand that. But I think we all help kind of turn it around. Yeah. And so when people come into the group seeking advice, they know what they're getting, right? So if you're asking a question in our group, like, oh, I don't know, should I run this half marathon? I've never run that far. Well, yes, duh. You know, we're going to, if you're already thinking about it, of course you should run it. You need to make sure that you're training properly and all these other things that come with it. But, you know, I just think it's so positive and full of support most of the time. People would be kind of crazy to come in there and try to make it anything else.
Well, I think too, there's really not any cliques, even mm-hmm. though there are, of course, there are women that flock together, because you find your pace buddies and you find your schedule buddies. But there's never, I mean, personally, there's never been a time where, like, if I'm going to show up and I'm going to run with somebody that's a Boston qualifier, that's not going to stop me from running. And frankly, to be honest, we show up these stroller groups and they're getting so big that I introduce myself and I go, okay, so who's doing intervals? Who's walking? Who's cleared to run if you just had a baby? And I immediately will look at like Corinne and Caitlin and I'll go, we'll see you all on the flip side, because they run like 8 minute miles with their strollers. And I'm all like, I know who my people I run with, but it never stops me from doing my thing. And there's never any issues with that. Everybody's in there to do what they've set out to do in this group. So it's so amazing and refreshing. And I don't know, there's, for every one person that might have a bad day, there are 15 women at the ready with their iPhones or Androids to respond back and go, it's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. You're going to get through this. Yeah, it's, I mean,
have to say, your stroller group, that group is amazing. And you're becoming quite popular on Instagram. And I had someone outside of our running community that follows us on Instagram comment on it the other day. So I know people are paying attention mm-hmm. because it's just pretty amazing to watch that unfold and get bigger. And men in general, and this isn't a sexist comment, this is an observation. Men in general are like speechless when they see 10 women.
How terrifying.
Yeah, it probably does look scary. I mean, I've been out on Saturday mornings and seen some of the guys that do have strollers and they're pushing. There's two guys in particular I can think of that do that. But I mean, it's not a gaggle of men with strollers, and you guys are not running, you know, you're running different paces, but I mean, you're passing people in races, and, you know, I think men are just like in awe of that. It's actually the people outside of our group that have commented on it about our Instagram posts have been men. So I think it's interesting.
It's really funny you said that, because within the last few months, there has been a page in particular that requested to follow me on Instagram. And I think it got attached through MRTT, but the page is called Running Fathers, and it's nothing but men that like push strollers, and they requested to follow me, and I was like, okay, and they're super supportive. It's comical.
It's great. I love it.
I tell you, so the stroller crew for me, I mean, that idea just like came out of nowhere. I never intended to go into it with it. Isn't it awesome when things just kind of come to fruition on its own? But last summer, you know, I had met Emily and Sarah at a 5K race. It was the first race that Emily had ever ran. I believe it was her first 5K. And she crossed the finish line and immediately had to go to the trash can and puke. And I don't think she'll be embarrassed by the story, because honestly, that is a runner's badge of honor. It's like losing toenails, you know, like you earned your spot. So she finishes the race, and me and Sarah and Emily, we take selfies and we talk about how we need to meet up and push our kids. And that just started happening. So we were the original gangsters, if you want to call it that. And
the OGs of the stroller running.
Yeah. And then we just started throwing it out there, and more women that were stay-at-home mothers or their work schedules accommodated it started jumping in. And it just, one thing led to another. And then, you know, winter comes and everybody's all depressed, and we keep messaging each other going, this sucks. Let's just bundle our kids up, but we can't. And then, you know, come on spring, like please weather break through. And finally the weather broke this year, and oh my Lord, the women having babies have come out of the woodwork.
So, they needed their sanity in the form of fresh air and sunshine.
So for me, like leading the stroller group, and I do want to make this point because it's very important to me on a personal level. When I had Jackson and I was in Maryland and I was alone quite a bit because my husband, his job was very important in the military. He was gone a lot training. And I'm not going to pull like the Army wife card. He'd never deployed while we were there. So, but he was gone a lot training. And I was by myself pushing this stroller, and I was struggling to breastfeed my child effectively. And at the time, I didn't know it, but I definitely had postpartum depression. I didn't have a community. I felt so alone. And when the stroller crew kind of grew, it became a passion of mine, because I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let a stay-at-home mom sit in her house and cry with postpartum depression if I can help it. I'm like, maybe there's a woman in MRTT that's sitting at home struggling to breastfeed her child, and all she wants to do is get outdoors and walk. Like, every single woman in that group that is scared to come to one of these events. It is so not like that. It's all about just get outside, take your kid outside. So it's really become a personal passion, and it's for, and it's free. Like,
right.
Not to, like, I totally admire the clubs that have driven the whole mom factor in, but a lot of women, when you stay at home, you can't really afford things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that's happened. And I mean, I get emotional about it. And now there's been race directors that I've been talking to that want to, you know, make it a bigger dream, and we'll see what happens with all of that. But I always want to keep it. I want to keep it in, I don't know, just an important journey for a mother.
Right. The original goal, you know, you don't want to lose that. I mean, yeah. I get emotional just thinking about it, and I don't even have a stroller. When Cole was born, my husband pushed him in a stroller. I mean, we had, like, if you were the OG of the stroller running group, we had the OG stroller. It was like from a garage sale from 1987. The front wheel did not pivot. It only stayed forward. So literally pick up the stroller to make the turn. And Chris would push Cole in that just to give me like 30 minutes of quiet.
Mm-hmm. He would just
run and get his exercise, you know, and take Cole. But I kind of hate now that I'm running so much that I don't have a baby to push in a stroller. So I really loved it when you let me push your two kiddos and that freaking double stroller up a hill. I mean, I've never had so much respect for my husband or you all or anyone that pushes a child in a stroller until I did that at Joe Creason with you a couple weekends ago, because that shit is hard. And I just love it. I just love to see you guys out there. And I know it's more than just about running with you guys, and how important that is. So I hope you know, you're the torchbearer, but other people can pick that up and run with it. And,
absolutely.
That are, you know, maybe going to do some evening runs, and because not everybody can meet up all at the same time. So I hope to see that, because it's more than just running. It's about finding other women who are struggling or have the same successes that you do. You know, they're in the same part of their life that you are. And so there's always similarities and ways to draw strengths from each other. So I'm so grateful that you're doing that with those ladies, because.
Yeah, and truly it's become, like, people don't know this, but I'm just going to go ahead and call it out, because that's, you know, don't tell me your secrets, because I'm probably going to. No, I'm kidding. I won't tell your secrets. But we have a private group message with the stroller crew. And I'm not kidding you when I say, like, we check in with each other every day, pretty much all day, and talk about life. Like, oh, my kid just didn't want to wear purple today and lost their marbles. And we just laugh about it, because we can relate to each other at this point in our lives. And another part that I'm just so happy about too is, for example, like Jinky, she's not from here. She's from Florida, and her husband's from Pennsylvania. They are not Kentucky affiliated, and they located here for a job. And she got referred into the group, and she came to a stroller run because her daughter is 2 years old and she pushes her, and fit right in. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be one mold. And babies are going to be born every day. So yes, the torch can be passed. And I'm holding on to the torch for dear life, because I'm a mom and stubborn, and I don't want to give up my kids being little, but eventually that's just going to happen. So, and if anything, I hope that the ball has been rolling for the next set to come and get your kids outdoors, get your own mind outdoors, bring your coffee and bring your problems, and let's talk about it. Like, it's a beautiful thing. It's just, I'm just so proud to be a part of it. I couldn't do it alone. It's not just me.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Well, so that's an awesome thing that you're a part of. But what we didn't mention was your affiliation with a couple of things. One, you're a Noon ambassador. So that's happened this year, right?
Yeah.
You are 2019 and you're returning, congratulations, by the way, to the 2020 KDF Mini Marathon Marathon Ambassador Program this year. Mm-hmm. So
I do. I already have my eye on like five people to like talk into their first mini. So they better watch out.
Yes. And I love that. I love that part, like your passion to get people into that race and just learn more about how the whole piece, right? So it's not just running, but nutrition and your mental health and all those things that go on to preparing for a race. And so I can't wait to see what you do this year. The last year you were signed up to run the marathon and you weren't able to complete that. You did the relay because you had an injury. So I don't need you to like tell us all the details, but I think it's important when you're, I think that's part of your ambassadorship, right? Is that there are people that come to you and they have fears or thoughts, or they were injured previously, or in your experience, you share that online with people, right? Mm-hmm. Like because you were sharing all of your training on your Instagram and with us in the group and on social media. And then you had to come out and say, well, crap, now I'm not running this race after all of this training.
Yeah.
And you struggled with that decision. And I remember you called me, you kind of already decided what you were going to do, but
yeah, you could tell on the phone that I was already there. Yeah.
But you were like, do I try to run this or what do I do? And, you made one of the best decisions that you could, but how do you feel about going into KDF ambassadorship this year? And what did you learn through all of that last year? Because some people would be very defeated by that and not think about that distance again. So what are your thoughts about that? And how are you feeling about 2020? And what is your projection for next year? And are you going to attempt to run a marathon again?
Yeah. So I'm already signed up for a marathon.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm back with my original crew of who I trained with, which is Kim Harkins, KP, Kim Priest, and Amber Core. We are all going to attempt the lovely Carmel, Indiana. We couldn't turn down that $44 registration. So
no, you can't. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I decided to opt out of doing the KDF full for next season. And a big reason why is because I want to go ahead and get my second marathon under my belt, because first off, it's my redemption. And I feel like if I go out of state, I can just focus on the run. I can focus on the race and all of that and not worry about my city. So I'm on the fence with KDF. If I want to do that daggone relay again, because my God, that was a party.
Is that relay? That relay is amazing. I did it for the first time last year and I'm like, why was I not always doing this?
I almost wish I wouldn't have drank from that glass, because now
I
wanna, yeah.
Now you know what you're missing out on if you don't do it.
Because I've ran the mini so many years for KDF. I mean,
right.
It's like my baby, but I haven't decided yet what I'm going to do with that. And a lot of it had to do with the team I was on. I was with a bunch of Army guys. So
how could you not have fun?
We had a DD and we took a truck. And I'm not going to say yes or no if we were drinking.
Right. You don't have to go into all those details, but let's just say that you all know how to do a relay. Right.
We were having a good time. It's the state of Kentucky. And it's derby time, and I don't know. So as far as my leg was over before I'd partake, and I had a VIP pass. And if you have not had a VIP pass associated with the KDF, I highly recommend shelling out that cash for that, because
it's worth the cost. It is so worth the cost.
Oh my God. Yes, that mimosa bar is legit. I mean, I didn't even know they made like passion fruit mimosas.
Right?
So, yes.
World.
So I'll say quickly that KDF to be determined, but not 26.2 for sure. I've got some big goals coming up. I got 3 half marathons, one that I'm pacing. So that's not really like a goal. It's more of a, well, I guess it could be a goal because I'm going to pace it. And I want to get people to their goal.
But, I mean, no pressure. You kind of have to stay on pace for that. So that's a goal.
Yeah. I picked a good pace. So, but, I have the Indy Women's, which we're about to just take over Indianapolis. I hope they're ready. I hope
they're not ready for us.
Mm-mm. Nope. Todd Oliver is not ready for MRTT Louisville. So that is a goal race. I hired a coach for the first time ever in my running tenure, and I'm not going to tell you what my goal is.
Right. But no, you don't have to tell all your secrets, but why did you hire a coach? Explain to people why that was important to you.
Because I'm 36 and I got injured. And again, another piece of humble pie in my life. And he's also, he was a KDF ambassador. His name's Josh Allen. He does Level Up Run Coaching. Mm-hmm. He's such a nice human being and a smart human being. And I feel confident that he's going to steer me in the right direction and keep me healthy and possibly get me to my goal. But at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to do it. So we'll see where that falls. And then I have Urban Bourbon after that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for
it. Could be an Urban Bourbon.
What's your pace?
Well, I mean, I'm not training for that race currently. I'm training for another race, so I still need to decide. But, I mean, I think we could talk about it, right? Are you up to... No? Don't say no. Don't say no yet. Let's talk about it later off of this podcast.
Well, let's see how Indy Women's happens. Okay. If I reach my goal at Indy Women's, I could ride that high. Or I could just say, I came what I intended to do, and I'm about to party up at the Urban Bourbon. I never know what I'm going to do. I never know. I'm crazy like that.
Okay. Well, I won't make you decide right now. I'll wait till the night after the women's to make you decide. I shouldn't say make you decide. That sounds very bossy.
Just buy me a beer and I'm sure I'll just give in.
I just said influence you. I'm easy. I've influenced a lot of people to do a lot of things. So that's for another day though. So before we wrap up though, I want to ask you a couple things, and I've been asking everybody this at the end of the podcast, but so BAMR, everybody knows what that stands for. Mm-hmm. Badass Mother Runner. And that's part of embodies part of, you know, just this podcast and the guests that are on it. So in your own words, just tell us how you would define a BAMR. Like, what does that person look like, or what type of characteristics do they possess?
Yeah. I would say anybody that's a BAMR is any woman that is willing to get up and put in the work, and maybe the work is walking around your block, or, you know, trying to just run a quarter mile and not throw up, or any woman that's willing to get up and push a little bit of their limits that day. Mm-hmm. And the biggest factor for a BAMR for me is give yourself the freaking credit, because you deserve it. And I don't care if you run a 15-minute mile or a 6-minute mile. Uh-huh. Stop chastising yourself. A badass mother runner is someone who stands up confidently and goes, I put in the work for myself today, and it shows. So that's what a BAMR is to me.
Awesome. Well, I think you know a few of those people, I'm going to guess.
I would qualify a lot of those people.
Yeah. I would qualify you as one of those people. yeah. So we're all going to be watching your progress, because you have all these goals, and some people might be curious about what kind of hell a running coach might put you through and mm-hmm. things like that. So we want to
his first training run for me was 12x400s. At an 8:20 pace. So let's just say it's going to be a rough fall for Tara Jo.
Okay? Yeah. Well, we want to watch and just watch it from afar. So if we wanted to follow you, do you have any public social media handles that we can follow you on, or that you want to share with us, or any blog posts or anything?
I mean, minus Facebook. I'm on Instagram. It's Tara Joe, TARAJO, 4, U of L. Go Cards. So it's Tara Joe for U of L. It's pretty much everything.
Okay.
I know you love that about me.
I do. It's one of my favorite things about you. But there's so many favorite things about you that I have. It's hard to choose one, but that would be one of them. And do you have, before we sign off, would you, if there is, you've given some good advice already, but if was a woman who's out there listening and is thinking about setting a goal for herself for the fall, whether it's to run her first half marathon or to just run a mile without stopping, or, you know, you've been in that situation before. So what advice would you, or what advice have you given women that approach you and ask you where to start or how to do it?
Gosh, I would say show up to an event. I mean, I know that's so hard for somebody that is, because I'm so extroverted, it's easy for me to say that. And I know there's a lot of anxiety. And I think a lot of women look at this group and see all these accomplishments and go, I am so nowhere near that. But if you just put yourself out there just a little bit, I swear there's going to be a woman that's going to snag you up. And they're just gonna, and in a good way. So just take one little itty bitty baby step forward, and I swear you're gonna dive in the deep end. And that doesn't mean go out and run 3 miles, that means go out and do some intervals or walk because of whatever reason. I mean, I don't know, just take that baby step. That's my suggestion.
I think that's perfect. I think we've all been there, and we've had to, and some of us have tried to take a giant leap and we've learned our lesson and we have to step back and try again with the baby step.
Hey, yeah. Shingles is all I'm saying.
That's going to be the name of this podcast, Shingles with Tara Jo Thomas.
It's perfect. I love it. Get your shingles vaccination.
Okay. Well, I have enjoyed talking with you, and I want to say thank you again for everything that you do for Moms Run This Town, but just, you know, always your positive spills. And if you guys don't follow her and see her videos on Instagram and stuff, they're great. So you guys should follow her and check her out. And thanks, Tara Jo. I will see you soon, hopefully at Tour de Ville, if not before that.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. And to you and Allison, too, for all the hard work.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. If you like what you've heard, hit subscribe to the podcast so you can catch the next episode when it's live. Also, you can find me on my blog. That is bluegrassbammer.wordpress.com. Or you can follow me at bluegrassbammer on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. See you next time, and until then, happy running.